Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
For all of that, though, you've heard talk about these new airfares, the airlines that are going to be forced now to include the price of a 7kg carry-on bag in their airfares from next year, and the EU plans to enforce the new rules from then, which basically mean you're going to be able to have your small personal items, so your handbag or school bag or whatever you use, and then this carry-on 7kg bag included in the price of the fare. And then if you don't want that bag, you're going to be able to opt out for a cheaper fare. Is it good news, though? Travel blogger Tara Bovey is with me here on the programme today. Is it a welcome move?
Yeah. Hi, Andrew.
How are you?
I think people will probably be afraid that it's going to increase the prices initially. But like that, there is the caveat where they can offer people to opt out of the little suitcase, so people will still get the reduced fare, or they might even offer like a reduced fare if you opt to put your 7 kilo suitcase in the hold instead of carrying it on. Because I think what they're worried about is everyone's going to bring a 7 kilo suitcase and they won't have room in the overhead locker, so they'll probably provide options like that. So I think the fares might initially appear higher when you're searching for them, because they have to show the fare that includes the 7 kilo suitcase and the personal item, even on like third party search engines like Skyscanner, that kind of thing. But when you click through to go to book, there'll be those options to reduce the fare. That's how I think it's going to work anyway.
7kg is going to mean that a lot of us are going to have to go now and probably buy new bags, because I assume with the 7kg weight limit, there's probably going to be some restriction around the dimensions as well, Tara.
Yeah, at the moment they're not saying exactly, they're just saying max combined dimensions of 100 centimetres, which I assume they've probably nailed that down to like, you know, 40 by the way they have for the personal item, a more specific dimension. But at the moment they're not saying, they're just saying max combined 100 centimetres. And honestly, I wouldn't put it past some of the airlines to be weighing them anyway as you go through the gates with the way they are about charges. And it's just another thing they'll probably be trying to charge you extra for then if you're over the 7 kilos at the check-in gate.
Yeah, and like 7kg, you know, like you can easily do your 10kg for your couple of days away, or your, you know, if you're heading abroad or city break or whatever it is, but 7 kilograms, you'll hit that fairly quickly.
Yeah, if you're the kind of person who likes to bring like, you know, the full bottles of liquids and that kind of thing, that's not going to go very far. I think like I'm quite a light packer myself, so I don't think that would be any problems for me. But I know like, say you're going over for a wedding or something like that, like you're not going to get very far with that when you put a pair of heels and a dress and, you know, with a fake tan or whatever, your hairspray and everything.
That is 7kg.
the time you
put in the hair tools and all that goes with it, because at the moment we see Aer Lingus, obviously, like they let you check in a 10kg bag for free, and then you can separately go on to buy your whatever your 20kg checked in bag if you like. And then Ryanair, they let you bring the equivalent of a kind of a school bag basically, or your handbag on for free, and then you're paying for that 10kg. So will we still be able to buy a 10kg bag then as well, or do we have to opt for the higher rate of 20?
I suppose I'd be surprised if they didn't offer any option to charge people for extras that they could offer. So I would be surprised if they got rid of paying extra for the 10kg option. Like they have, obviously Ryanair, Michael is a very savvy businessman. Like he's going to offer what he thinks the customers want. And he's going to have loads of different options because he's got to keep it, you know, budget friendly, or else what's the point in Ryanair? You know what I mean? Because otherwise if there's not different options that are all budget friendly and suit a variety of needs, sure, then we'd all just fly Aer Lingus, really.
Sheila's with us on the line in Cork. Tara, stay with us if you can. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We want to know, how do you feel about these new luggage rules being announced today? What do you make of this news, Sheila?
Well, I just heard about it a short while ago. I hadn't been following the news on it. I'm indifferent, really, because I think there are some problems that are going to happen with it. There won't be room for all these bags, for one thing, and people may begin to bring more, to pack more than they would have otherwise. I do think that we will end up paying more for flights anyway because of world affairs generally and global warming and all that. So I think the days of really cheap travel, I think they're coming to an end. I mean, we've had a good run of it, but I do think that it is coming to an end, and we're going to have to get used to paying a bit more for our travel. I've always generally been a supporter of Michael O'Leary because he brought down the cost of international travel enormously and made it possible for a lot more people to experience international travel, people who wouldn't otherwise have had the chance. So, you know, he's a very canny businessman. He's certainly not going to lose money on anything that's brought in, and that's fair enough. He's not in the charity job.
Yeah.
So I do think that this will probably increase the cost, but I think it's not the only thing that's going to increase costs. I think costs are going to be going up anyway.
Yeah, and probably something, you know, maybe environmental charges or sort of, you know, some kind of additional fuel charges or whatever whatever else
Which
might
I'm
go
totally
with that.
Totally in support of.
Yeah,
actually.
You are. Okay. And I'm curious, are you a good packer, Sheila?
I pack very light.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you have no bother. You see, it's the likes of me now, like, you know, I can do the weekend away with the school bag type. You know, I've managed to do it, but there's no way I'm getting away for a week with 7 kg.
Oh no, I could do that no problem.
Could you?
I do laundry every day when I'm away.
Right.
And I just colour coordinate. I don't bring anything unless it goes with everything else that's in the bag.
You must be super organised. You've the whole lot worked out before you go. I love it. But what about you, Cathy? Is this a good idea? Are you somebody that's going to be able to stick to this 7 kg rule?
Well, in fairness, I always travel kind of light. I couldn't be bothered with all the heavy stuff, but I'm kind of struggling to see the sense in this because it's great for one hand, you know, saying, oh, we can bring on extra stuff. But I kind of agree that everybody's just going to see that as a, if it's not too expensive, oh, let's bring more stuff. And it will get to the point where there's only so much stuff they can actually have on the aeroplane. Like, I don't often agree with Michael O'Leary, but at the same time, he said there very openly this morning, he just doesn't want the luggage full stop because his aircraft are small or whatever. I definitely think it's going to end up that if everybody takes one of those, even if it's only maybe a fiver or whatever, they're just going to end up that they're going to have to take a load of bags and check them in anyway because there won't be enough room for people's stuff. And then if you think like 7 kilos, maybe just under 4 bags of sugar or whatever, is that going to be, I wonder what the size restriction of that little object is going to be. Like, is it meant to be a handbag size, or will that mean that everyone's going to take a laptop? And like, it's squashy enough on a flight at the best of times.
Well, no,
we really need more crap on board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think, Tari, you were able to shed some light on that. I mean, the idea is that this little kind of mini wheelie case, if you're to use the 7 kg bag that's going to be free, it'll fit under the seat in front of you, won't it? So it won't be quite the dimensions of the 10 kg bag as we know it, but it'll likely be smaller than that.
Yeah, they're saying at the moment max combined dimensions is 100 centimetres. I do still think people will use the overhead lockers for them because, yeah, if you're going to have your personal item as well, you're probably not going to fit both of them in front, in the seat underneath in front of you.
Where are you going to put your legs?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think you could squish the two of them, like, unless you have one of those very small little suitcases. But I'd say, like, and that's what they're worried about. They're worried about the overhead locker space, and that's kind of his whole argument, that there won't be room, like, which I suppose they'll have to figure out a way around if they bring this in 2027. But I think, like, he'll definitely think of something creative anyway. But it will probably be a case of offering people the option to, like Aer Lingus do, where you get the, well, it won't be the 10 kg, but where you can check it into the hold if you want to, or where you can just opt out of the 7 kg. I mean, I know for me, I would opt out of the 7 kg if it makes the fare cheaper, because I, like the others, I'm a light packer myself, like, so I'd be fine with just a backpack.
Maybe so I just need to learn to pack better is what
honestly,
I've learned.
Like, I did Alaska cruise with just hand luggage before, like, that was 10 days and cold weather stuff.
You got to wait for 10 days in cold weather with a hand luggage?
Yeah.
Jeez, Tara.
Yeah. But I just always wear my heaviest items on the plane. It just makes it a bit warm.
You must
sometimes
have about four outfits on you. So by the sounds of this, and you know, it's funny, Kathy, when Tara made that point, she's right. Yeah. Are you somebody? Will you opt out then? Will you go for the cheaper fare and opt out of the 7 kg bag?
Yeah, but you know what I think is the funniest thing about all of it, and a friend of mine pointed this out to me. Right. Ryanair and Michael keeps going on about, oh, you know, we just don't want the luggage, blah, 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 blah. But the fact is, you could actually buy a second seat for your luggage quicker and cheaper than you can buy extra luggage.
The checked
bag.
Or
whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of saying to myself, well, okay, if that's the case, why don't they just let us buy two seats and you can put your suitcase in your second seat? You'd have plenty more room too.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's missing that little minor piece of logic.
Yeah, everyone will be buying two seats now for themselves. We should say, it's not just Ryanair, by the way. It's the European Council and European Parliament have agreed that the budget airlines, and they mentioned the likes of Ryanair and Wizz Air and EasyJet as well. A lot of our listeners will know too, flying out of the likes of Derry and Belfast, won't be allowed to charge these additional fees for bringing the larger carry-on bags on board. Mary is on the line. Mary, how will you navigate the 7 kg bag?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I don't know, because like I've obviously had previous experience with Ryanair that weren't too helpful. For want of a better word, I did spend a night in Lanzarote 2 years ago because of them, but in the airport it was lovely. But no, I can't understand where the 7 kg is coming from, because like a 10 kg bag and a 7 kg bag, there's not a huge difference in size. So I don't understand why they're doing that. The 10 kg bag, the only way that you could get on with a 10 kg bag now is actually to buy the solid one, because otherwise this is how Ryanair was getting you, because that's what happened to me. Mine was a soft bag. And they decided that because I squashed it into the baggage measurement box, that it was too big. But it actually wasn't. Mm-hmm. It only weighed 5 kg.
So would you opt out of the 7 kg? You'd opt out of the luggage, would you then, and just take the cheaper fare for the flight?
I think I'd end up taking the cheaper fare for the flight, but I think I'd end up buying it 20 kg and putting it underneath. I was going on holidays for a week. I want to bring my nice clothes.
Yeah.
I want to bring my nice outfit.
Finally, there's somebody else like me out there that isn't going to be able to pack with a school bag.
Well, this is it. I mean, your summer clothes come out for a couple of weeks a year.
you want to give them a run.
You buy new outfits and new gear and matching sets. You want to bring them with you on holidays because you want to feel nice and fresh and new and for your holidays. So you want to bring your... I love shoes. So I could bring 3 or 4 or 5 pairs of shoes on holidays for a week because I like to do that. So why shouldn't I be able to do that and not run the fear of not being able to shop when I'm abroad? Because that's what I stopped doing for the last 10 years, say, is shopping when I'm abroad and buying interesting things abroad, because I always run the fear of getting caught in the airport coming home.
And it not fitting. Edel is with us too, Mary. Thanks for getting in touch. You think it's a great idea, Edel?
Yeah, thank you. And I hope Michael O'Leary is listening. I think it's great. Stop all that fumbling overhead, you know, when the plane lands, when the plane starts off. You know, I can't stand people who get up early, get their luggage, get in a hurry to get off. Okay, if you want that, then why don't we have the plane and your luggage is loaded underneath whatever you're taking. Forget your 10K and your 7K. You know, load it on. And when you get off the plane, just like a bus, you're handed your luggage, security are there, and you walk through.
Yes.
You know, it's actually all about efficiency. We want efficiency. Business people want to get off the plane, run through and with their bag, and off they go. That is what it's about. And I hope Michael O'Leary is listening. I just would love to see that. I mean, fumbling along with your cases, you know, and your big bag of luggage, then put it in the hold all and forget it until you land.
And pay for it. Do you mean pay for it and put it in the hold, like the 20 kg?
Pay for it. If you want to take the kitchen sink to Mallorca or Greece, then you are going to have to pay for it.
Yeah. And that's it. No, but, it's a fair point.
Look, you're going to a country where you probably only wear shorts. You probably only need a few t-shirts. I mean, there are, you know, some people take, I've seen people with two or three suitcases. I mean, honestly, well, pay for it. If that's what you want, pay for it, Andrea.
Simple as that. There's a listener here, Tara, after getting in touch to tell me that they've only recently just gone out and bought themselves a new 10kg suitcase. I wish they'd go and make up their minds. Well, they're likely going to have to buy a 7kg one now.
These laws, they've still got another vote to go to in about 6 weeks, and then they won't come into effect till next year. So at least they're going to get some use out of their suitcase before then. Everyone seems to be saying, they also can check in their 10 kilo suitcase if they still want to bring their 10 kilo and then opt out of the 7 on board and still get the use out of their 10 kilo suitcase. I think I agree with the point that I would just have my little backpack on board, and if I was going for a 1 week or 2 week holiday, I would just check in a 20 kilo suitcase for ease, instead of having to drag a little 7 kilo suitcase through the airport and onto the plane. I in general have always thought that I'd rather not have a little suitcase with me. I'd rather just have my backpack, you know what I mean?
Just handier to get around. I think you might be able to correct me on this as somebody in the travel blogging world, but I think maybe about a year or two ago, did Penny's bring out a tiny mini? I think it was about a 5 or 7 kg hard case, didn't
they? The wheels and everything, so that it fits into the size. There's loads of them floating around. Since Penny's, there's loads of different, I think Dunn's even has one. I've seen them in a few different supermarkets. I personally don't like the detachable wheels thing. It just seems like,
can you imagine the mess and the faffing around, going around, taking wheels off this thing?
I'd be like the other lady was saying, more interested in efficiency. I don't want to have to be taking off the wheels and squeezing into the sizer and then putting the wheels back on while everyone's waiting for me in the airport. I think they're a bit of a gimmick, to be honest. But for some people, they might be useful.
What about the air suction bags? Is that a way to get around these weight rules and dimensions?
Well, you can suction vacuum pack your stuff all you want, but that's the weight is still going to be the weight. So if they weigh it, you will get caught. Yeah, you might fit it in there, but you're just kind of hoping that nobody weighs the bag. To be honest, I would risk it.
Yeah, you chance it. Listener here says a second seat would 100% probably work out cheaper. Michael is an absolute legend and I love him, says this listener. It's quite simple what's going to happen with the hand luggage rule. The likes of the Ryanair and Budget Airlines, they're going to go mad at the gates with fines for the oversized bags. This listener says, for anybody who's ever flown Aer Lingus Regional, they're well used to the 7kg bag on board. They should pick a size and just stick to it. It'll help ease all this confusion. For the moment, we leave it there. Travel blogger Tara Pavey, also Sheila, Kathy, Mary and Edel, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.